All right, Guillermo Mash here, and I'm really, really pleased to be introducing two teachers from Country Day School here in Chico. We have a really exciting eighth grade project that they're going to tell us a little bit about. So we're welcoming Mary Jean Burchard and Thomas Barbera. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
All right, why don't you do some quick introductions before we get into, you know, what this project's all about.
My name is Mary Jean Burchard, and I've been teaching at Chico Country Day School for the last 10 years. I teach 7th and 8th grade English.
All right, and my name is Thomas Barbera, and I teach social science at Chico Country Day School. I teach 7th and 8th grade, the best grades you could ever teach.
There you go. I remember my 7th and 8th grade years. It's been a while, but it was fun. So anyway, let's jump right in and tell our listeners a bit about your 8th grade project at Chico Country Day School.
So for our 8th grade project, we always start our projects with driving questions. And our project is called Abandoned, and it is a project on homelessness. Our focus for this project is on the ideas of why is there homelessness? What is our government's responsibility? And what is our personal responsibility in this issue? And the big question of what happens when problems exist and we do nothing. So we're trying to get the kids to think critically and think deeply to look at this issue that is very pertinent to our location in Chico and to what is happening with the local government in Chico with this issue.
Listeners may not know that's Broadway and 11th Street. And that is right off downtown, and there is a lot of folks that are down and out. Anything you want to add to the project, Thomas, to tell us, our listeners?
Yeah, and just to be clear, our school, we focus on what's called PBL or project-based learning. So we couldn't think of a more relevant topic for Chico, California. I think sometimes people think of government as Washington, D.C., or maybe as Sacramento, whereas local government, you know, day-to-day has a bigger impact on your life. And so for our students, we wanted to show them what kind of impact they can have, not only moving government and moving officials, but also as well as helping the people that really need the help and the difference that they can make in their community and see and feel that tangible difference. So for us, this is huge.
So what's the length of the project? I mean, when's the start and ends? It seems like you guys have already started, right?
Mm-hmm. As Mr. Barbera mentioned, we're a project-based school, so the projects that we take on usually last semester long. So we tie in all of our standards, all of the concepts that we're trying to teach will all be taught through this lens of the project. We're doing a research paper, researching the causes of homelessness, different aspects of homelessness, veterans, children, mental health, all of those different...
Wow.
Women, minorities...
Yeah, so all of the things that we can tie in through the lens of this project, we tie in.
Furthermore, in addition to the written component of the project, we also have what's called what we call a product or system. And that's where students will engage in building a tiny house from scratch. They might engage in a water purification system or some type of pop-up clothing shop for the homeless, maybe even some type of food storage. So it's really nice because not only do they get the historical aspects and kind of the government aspects of homelessness, but they also get to feel that tangible difference they can make in the community by producing something for somebody in need.
So it sounds like it's student-led, teacher-directed.
That's right.
Yeah, 100%.
That's really cool. You know, and you know, I'm really excited, quote unquote, without a roots, really excited to be part of this project and honored, you know, and I did several sets of lectures at Butte College a year and a half or so ago. It was really neat just to see, even in that one 90-minute session, just people's perspective differ as they, you know, change or shift or be solidified, you know, based on some of the work that I've done. You know, some of the things that we talked about doing is, you know, doing a weekly radio show. If you guys are up to kind of giving our listeners a, you know, 5-minute update, 10-minute update max every week. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we would love to do that.
We'd love to do that. And if it would be okay with you to bring in some of our students and have them kind of lead it, because that's really what it's about. It's not about myself or Mrs. Burchard. It's more about them. And we kind of just think of ourselves as kind of the coaches that help them along with what they're doing.
Really a cool project is it's like everything I talked to Mary Jean about, she was like, yeah, let's just do this. And we talked about something that's really near and dear to my heart. We're going into the second year of having the Homeward Street Journal here in Chico with the Chico Vibe page. And a lot of the stuff has been written by homeless, formerly homeless youth. And I just think it's going to be wonderful that your students are going to write an article, student-led curated by Without a Roof. Maybe tell us how excited you guys are about that and the deadline on the 15th.
Yeah, we're ready for that deadline. You know, as we were talking about before, we like to have as many real world situations for our students that we can. If it's something that people are going to read, if there's a real audience for them, the quality of their work, their drive, their passion for the work just increases exponentially. So we're excited to take what we're learning and apply that to a real world situation.
Just to furthermore piggyback on that, at the end of each project that we have at our school, we have a thing called exhibition that's happening this year, April 12th at 6 p.m. at our school. And this is where the students can show off their work, not only to their parents, to the staff, but also to the community at large. And they can actually show what they've done. And for them, that's the most exciting thing, right? They practice the whole time and then that's the big game. And so for us, that's kind of what we drive towards this semester.
I can't wait to keep you guys excited about it because it is a very important issue and a very heartwarming and enlightening issue to be involved in. And, you know, we'll have to talk about, you know, you'd ask me to come in and present in the class, which I'm certainly willing to do. And I do videography as well. So, I mean, I think we're going to have a lot of fun just kind of brainstorming. And like I said, I can't tell you how excited I am about it because I spoke to Dina about getting involved in the K-12. Okay. So as soon as I got connected with you folks, I'm like, I'm on this. Like white on rice.
And just to be clear too, we can't thank you enough for your, not only the platform that you're providing us right now, but also for your willingness to come in and impart some of your knowledge mm-hmm. on the students, because while we might be, or we might play experts on TV and teaching, mm-hmm. we are certainly not experts when it comes to homelessness. So any help that we can get, we truly appreciate.
All right. Any closing comments before we hear from you next week? Your students possibly too. That'd be awesome. Yes.
That would be wonderful. No, thank you for this opportunity. And
thank you very much. Go Eagles.
All right. That was two wonderful teachers, Mary Jean Burchard and Thomas Barbera from Chico Country Day School. We had a little laugh off camera, you know, how these little nuances work out. But the Eagles he was referring to wasn't Super Bowl Eagles. It's the 7th grade basketball team at Country Day School. So look forward to the continuing coverage of this project as it unfolds. And with no more further ado, we got ourselves Heartburn Records and Out from the Cold in the studio.